This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the United States has circulated a draft resolution in the U.N. Security Council calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. Agence France-Presse says Blinken announced the move during an interview with Saudi Arabian media outlet Al Hadath on Wednesday. Blinken said the ceasefire would be tied to the release of hostages who have been held by Hamas since its deadly invasion of southern Israel on October 7th. The U.S. has used its veto in the U.N. Security Council to block previous resolutions calling for an immediate ceasefire in the Palestinian territory. Blinken arrived in Saudi Arabia Wednesday to begin a new round of shuttle diplomacy aimed at securing a truce in the war in Gaza. He met with Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman and Foreign Minister Prince Faisal bin Farhan in Jeddah. The State Department says Blinken will travel to Israel Friday, where he will discuss the need to ensure the defeat of Hamas in a way that protects the civilian population and does not hinder the delivery of humanitarian assistance. Global concern has mounted over the military conflict, now in its sixth month, in which Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has vowed to destroy Hamas in response to the October 7th raid. The U.S. House impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden appears to be coming to an end as Republicans have yet to find hard evidence of presidential wrongdoing. AP correspondent Ed Donahue has more.
There has been no hard evidence of any wrongdoing, but House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer is pushing ahead.
We have learned that Joe Biden has taken action after action to further his family's plans to get rich.
But instead of drawing up articles of impeachment, Comer appears to be eyeing potential criminal referrals of the Biden family to the Justice Department, which is a large